Asked me the following question. He wanted to know whether or not he's allowed to use the leftover oil from last year. Now, he read a halach in Shulchan Aruch, which he was completely misinformed about. He was asking about whether the oil left over in the bottle is permitted to be used for this year's Hanukkah, and that certainly is permitted. You're allowed to have old olive oil. The question that really has to be asked is, what do you do with the leftover oil that's in the cups of the menorah that have not been burnt out? That's really the question. So no one has, I imagine, no one has any olive oil left over in their cups that they set aside for the Hanukkah. But what's more relevant is, what do you do this year when you have leftover after the eighth day? What would one do with the leftover oil that remains in the cups of the menorah? So let's learn together this this sugya. Number one, the Shulchan, rather the Rush tells us, he quotes him a Shiltos. The Shiltos, the Rechai, tells us the following din. It's brought down in Shulchan Aruch as well. But the Rush says that Shiltos de Rechai, ner Chanukah shehosir bo shemim, mahu tzarech lasos bo. You have oil set aside for the menorah, and it's left over in the cups of the menorah. What should one do with the oil left over? So he says, Tashma, the Tanur Rabbanan, the Braisa tells us, this is all the Shiltos, ner Chanukah shehosir bo shemim, if you have oil left over in the menorah, b'yom rishon, after day one, one should just simply mosiv alav umaliko biyom sheni, just add more oil to it. So let's say after the first night you have leftover oil, you don't have to empty out that oil. Leave the oil in the cups and just add oil to it for the second night. Biyom sheni, you have leftover oil from the second day. What do? You mosiv alav, you add more oil umaliko biyom shlishi, you could relight it on the third day. Dechein b'shar yamim, every single day thereafter, all you have to do is add to the remaining oil, and then you light it for that night. Aval, but im hosir biyom hashmini, after the eighth night, eighth day is over, anything left over, what are you supposed to do? Osala maduro, you make a big bonfire, v'sorfo, you burn it, bifnei atzma, in its own big fire, l'fisha huktza l'mitzvah, since that oil had been set aside, had been designated for oil, for the mitzvah purpose of ner Chanukah, osir l'shamesh mimenu. You can't use that oil for anything else. Does anyone here actually make a fire, a bonfire, after the 8th day of Hanukkah?
Once.
Once? Well, you do once, okay, once, fine.
Not on purpose.
Not on purpose, okay. Justin, you do it? Yeah.
Done.
He's done. Justin's done it, okay.
I send some of the little jars to fill
you
it
up. Save it for Omer. Okay, some save it for Omer, some save it for Erev Pesach, to burn with the chametz. So the different dinim, but this is a din that's brought down in the Rush, that you're supposed to make a big bonfire, a big madura, to burn the leftover oil because it's huksa lemitzvasa.
You never use it
next year. You can't let use it. Well, let's see about next year. We'll get to that point in just a second. We'll get the Shabbos candles also. We'll discuss that as well. Very good. That's an interesting question. I would assume not. Maybe we'll address that. It's a good point, a good question. Now that's the din of the Rush. So any leftover oil, you're allowed. You have to burn. You can't use it. Now the problem with this Rush is there's a different Rush that says as follows. Very important halacha l'maisa. I already got a bunch of questions today. Now I'm running out tonight. I need to go to a chasna. I need to go to a party. Can I blow my candles out early? Is that allowed? Or a bunch of people ask, I'm going to a hotel. Can I light in a hotel? Am I allowed to? So the answer for both of them is that you should light the candles and blow it out after half an hour. The minimum mitzvah to fulfill the mitzvah of Hanukkah is to have it last for 30 minutes. Certainly better, the longer it lasts, the better. But if you need to go somewhere, or you're going to leave it in a hotel, which itself is probably illegal, and you want to get the mitzvah, it becomes very challenging. So the suggestion I was given from my Rabbanim is, light it in the hotel, watch over it, but don't leave it unattended, blow it out after 30 minutes in Zehu. I can't vouch for any illegal actions they might take upon him. What?
Chase.
After Chase, exactly. I don't want to talk about the Zmanim right now, but after whatever the Zmanim, yeah.
Let's say it's not 30 minutes if you light it earlier.
Exactly. If you light it earlier, it's longer than that. Correct. So whatever the Zmanim is, the shortest time afterwards, blow it out. Don't let it last any longer, light any longer in a hotel, or if you need to run out, please no one leave the candles unattended at the home. Blow out before you need to run out. If you're not going to be able to make it, light later when you get home. Don't light the Zman. It's not worth lighting Bizman to leave it unattended. Light it later. But either way, everyone agrees you are allowed to, after the 30 minutes, to blow it out. That's what the Rush himself says. And the remaining oil, what could you do with it, says the Rush? You could use it. You could drink it. You could fry your latkes with it. You could do whatever you want with it. So how come on one hand the Rush says you have to burn the remaining oil, But then he says in a different place, you could use the remaining oil. So look what the number two, the Karban Nisanel, who's a Perish on the Rush, he points out this contradiction. And he answers, he quotes from the Beis Yosef. Number two, if you just read the bold. Teretz Beis Yosef, Dila'el, Myri, the Rush earlier was talking about, Shenasan Shemen Yosef Mikishir. When you put more than the amount of oil, you put, let's say, an hour worth of oil, all you really need is 30 minutes. So after 30 minutes, you could blow it out. The remaining, the surplus, is permitted. That's when he says you could use the remaining oil when it lasted the right amount of time of 30 minutes. So then the excess oil, that's mutter. That's not part of the mitzvah. About hacha here, when he's talking about burning the excess oil, that's myri. That's dealing with shenoser mishemen shetzarech l'shir halakha, that when it's left over from the amount you needed. Meaning I put, let's say, exactly enough oil for 30 minutes. And it goes out early, so then the remaining oil was already designated for 30 minutes. So let's talk a little bit more more concrete. Let's say you need, I'm using incorrect measurements, but let's say you need 2 cups of oil for half an hour. So if it only lasts for for 15 minutes, I've got 1 cup of oil remaining. That 1 cup has been designated for the mitzvah. I can't use it. But let's say I put 3 cups of oil in. So all I really need is 2 cups. The 2 cups gets burnt. That's the mitzvah. I now have a remaining 1 cup of oil. So that cup is extra. It wasn't part of the mitzvah. And that's where the Rush says you are allowed to use that remaining oil. So the oil that was designated for the mitzvah of 30 minutes, that's usher. The excess to 30 minutes, that type of oil is permitted. But again, it's only the oil that had been placed in the Neiros Chanukah. Any oil in the jug or the pitcher, or whatever you're using, that's not usher. That's not hooked to the mitzvah.
What do you have to do with the oil that was designated for 30 minutes and you didn't use it? You have to burn it?
Yeah, that's the din. We'll see Shulchan Aruch, but that's what you have to burn.
It, but you have to burn it.
So that's what we'll see in Shulchan Aruch, but that's exactly what we said. Give me 1 second before we get to that point again. Yeah, Justin.
The other Rush, can you throw, if the excess oil above the 30 minutes, can you throw it out?
Yeah, do whatever you want with them. It becomes completely not related to a mitzvah, and it has, you could eat it, you could drink it, you could use lakas, anything you want with it.
Is oil used for a cup for 2 through 8 considered excess oil or part of the mitzvah?
Great question. It would be considered, the question becomes, all you really need for the mitzvah of Chanukah is 1 candle, 1 flame. So let's say you want to do Mahajim and Mahajim, which I imagine we all do. So now I'm lighting 5 candles on the 5th night. Are those additional 4 candles above the 1, is that considered excess? Or is that considered part of the mitzvah? The answer is it's part of the mitzvah. Since you're doing it l'shem, the mitzvah of a hiddur, the hiddur becomes a chelek of the mitzvah itself, and therefore it would be a problem. So let's get to halach l'maisa. So what do you do? So number 3, the Shulchan Aruch writes in Simen Tav Reish Ayin Zayin, Hanoser b'yom hashmini, Minashem, and any oil remaining after the 8th day. Now this is the key point. This is where the guy who asked me the shaila didn't read it carefully. Hatzarech l'shir halakha. The oil that was needed for the lighting, if it's left over from the 30 minutes that I put in each candle, only that I have to osalo medura, the sorfa bifnei atzmo. Only that amount I need to burn. But anything that's above the 30 minutes, anything in my jug, anything in my container of oil that I hadn't put aside for the Chanukah, that doesn't require burning. Only oil that I put in the candles that hadn't been burnt under 30 minutes requires a sreifa. You have to make a madura. Is that clear to everyone?
No, why is that so? We say halakha is a mitzvah. So if you have 30 minutes worth of oil and you light it, then you did the
all 30 minutes, though, once you lit it, those 30 minutes are now are designated for the mitzvah. Even though it may not have burnt, that's hooks of the mitzvah. So those are the shear of 30 minutes for my mitzvah.
What's the mitzvah? The mitzvah is not, the mitzvah is the lighting.
That's fine, but it's only lighting if I have a shear of 30 minutes.
Yes, you have a shear.
So the shear, but that becomes hooks of the mitzvah. So I can't get hana from those 30 minutes worth of oil.
Why didn't he relight it if it didn't burn 30 minutes?
Ah, that's another kasha. You don't have to. You do not have, you should, it's recommended, but you don't have to. The halacha is, the Gemara says, if it goes out, as long as everything was there in place, initially, the windows weren't open, there was no wind coming in, you had enough oil, the wicks were perfect, you lit it. And then somehow your kid came in and threw the bowl at it, the lights went out, I don't know. So then you don't have to relight it. You can.
That's my point. If you don't have to relight it because you did the mitzvah by lighting.
No, but again, but the oil there is designated for the mitzvah. It's ready. The chalal shame.
The mitzvah was done already.
No, the mitzvah with that shear, it's only, if I lit a wick with no oil, I don't get a mitzvah, even though lit.
Right.
So you need the oil to be there. So once I light it with the oil being there, that oil becomes part of the mitzvah. That's a chetz shel mitzvah. I make tefillin. I never use the tefillin. It still has a mitzvah, din of tashmish kedusha. I have oil that's designated for the mitzvah. Even though you didn't use it, l'maisa, it's still designated for the mitzvah. And therefore you can't get hana, you have to burn it. But again, any oil that's in excess to those 30 minutes, you can do whatever you want with us. So that's the difference. That's what the Shulchan Aruch says. So however, there is the understanding of the Bach. The Magen Avraham says differently. The Magen Avraham answers this steer in the rush in a different way. Look at number 4, and the Bach writes, the Magen Avraham quoting the Bach, the Bach pasak, kishenosen hashemen bestam hukta kol hashemen. He says it's different. It's not about 30 minutes or not 30 minutes. It's about what your intent was. So when I put the oil in, I put a lot of oil in, and my oil could last for 2 hours, let's say. If I didn't specify, if I didn't make any stipulation, I want it to last for that long, all of that becomes hooks the mitzvah. So even though it went out after 45 minutes, I got 2 cups remaining, doesn't make a difference. I want it to have a very, like your question of the hiddur mitzvah. I wanted to light 5 candles. I don't have to, but I wanted to. I wanted to have the candle light for 4 hours. It doesn't have to, but that's what I decided. Says the Bach, all of that becomes huksa l'mitzvaso, and I can't use it for anything else. That's the din of the Magen Avraham, and therefore, says the Magen Avraham, you have to make a tanai. If you want to avoid that situation, let's say you want to avoid having to have excess oil, so then you should make a tanai that I only want it to be the mitzvah for the first 30 minutes, and anything above that is not part of the mitzvah. Now, no one would really want to do that. You'd rather get as many mitzvahs as you can, so it's not so recommended unless you just don't want to deal with extra oil after Hanukkah is over. So, l'maisa, one shouldn't do that. So in the end of the day, what comes out from all this is very simple din. That any oil left over in the cups after each night, just refill them. That's fine. Refill them and then light it again the next night. But after the 8th night, anything left over in the oil, you should not throw them in the garbage. You should not use them. It wouldn't be very enjoyable to use anyways. But don't use them. Don't eat it. You should rather burn them. So now we have to get into the question, why burn them? Why not throw them in the garbage? Why not just chuck them in the garbage? Why do you have to actually burn them? So take a look at number 5, the question of the Beis Yosef.
It almost looks like you're adding to the mitzvah.
What do you mean you're adding to the mitzvah? By burning, it's baltosef.
By burning, yes.
Right here. So look at the Beis Yosef in number 5. He asks the following question. Ikel medak, lama tzarech lasos medura? Lemosa Hashem and v'apsilos. Why do you have to burn them? Ma'ishna mi'atzei sukkah v'noi d'shari achar chag kvar. What happens? Sukkah is over. Does anyone here take their decorations from the sukkah and burn them? Does anyone here take their sukkah and the schach and burn them after sukkah? Certainly not. So why does Shemen?
They do it away. They save it and they burn it with the chumet.
No, that's a dal minim. That's a, but not the sukkah. Yeah, they do it, but nothing else. So why would you burn? What?
Because you're not using it again.
What? The lulav.
Yes.
Right, but...
So the same thing with the oil, you're not using it again either.
So why not save it for next year? Mm-hmm. What's the problem? So the halacha is we have 2 concepts when it comes to getting rid of mitzvos. There's something called tashmishei kedusha, and there's something called tashmishei mitzvah.
Yeah.
Tashmishei kedusha, I discussed this last Friday night. Tashmishei kedusha is something that has Hashem's name in it, has psukim in it, such as tefillin, mezuzah, svarim, Sefer Torah, those are called Tashmishei Kedusha, and even when the mitzvah is no longer relevant, the tefillin, let's say, are pasul, one is not allowed to just throw them in the garbage. Tashmishei Kedusha requires geniza. Then there's another category called Tashmishei Mitzvah, which are mitzvahs that don't have Shem Hashem, don't have Pesukim, Lulav, Dal Minim, Sukkah, I would add Shabbos candles, the Neres Chanukah, what? Tzitzis. All these things, when the mitzvah is over, there's no kedusha to it anymore. The tzitzis are worn out, they're torn, they're ripped. Our children's tzitzis all the time are this ripping and getting puzzled. There's no mitzvah to bury them. There's no mitzvah of geniza, the tashmishei mitzvah. All you have to do is don't be mevaza them. Don't disgrace them. We learn actually in the Gemara's and Shabbos that kisui adam, the mitzvah of kisui adam, you shecht either an oaf or a chaya, a wild animal or bird, you have to cover the blood. A behema, a domesticated animal like a cow, there's no mitzvah of kisui adam. So the Gemara says that when you do kisei adam, you cover the blood, you should not use your feet. Why not? It's mevaza the mitzvah. To take it and cover the blood with your foot moving the dirt, that's mevaza the mitzvah. Even though it's bloody and it's dirty and it's disgusting, you can't be mevaza mitzvah. So you have to do it in a more, I guess, a nicer way. I'm not sure how they actually do it. Maybe they use a spoon, maybe they use their hands. I don't know, however they do it. So too.
A broom would be. Could be a broom. Logical.
Yeah, I'm not sure how the lemaisa do it. But you can't be mevaza mitzvahs. So too, when it comes to tzitzis, you can't be mevaza a worn out pair of tzitzis and just throw them in the garbage. But you put it into a bag and then throw it in the garbage. That's considered respectable. But you don't have to bury them. So it asks the Ran, so just like by sukkah, if I have a schach that I don't need anymore, I don't burn it, but I can't be mevaz, I could just put it in a plastic bag and throw it in the garbage. How come I can't do the same thing with oil? Is oil of the menorah considered tashmishe kedusha, or is it tashmishe mitzvah? Mitzvah, it's not, there's no psukim, there's no shema sashem, so it's tashmishe mitzvah, which means it should be in the same category as sukkah and tzitzis. Put it in a bag and throw it in the garbage. Where is this din coming from that you lemaisa have to burn it?
So the miracle had to do with the oil itself.
So let's see. The three terutim. The ISO at least. So number five, the Beis Yosef quotes the sheet of the Ran. The Ran says, Tir Taran, the Hosam lo mikta lahu el limechag. When it came to the situation of Sukkot, the mitzvah of Sukkah, they were only mekata, they only had a din of muksa. Limeachag for the days of Sukkot, lefisha asuyim lehishar achar chag, velo makse lehem the mitzvah legamrei. When you designate the mitzvah of Sukkah, the walls and the schach and the decorations, you don't have in mind that I'm being muksa. Let me backtrack for a second. There's a concept of muksa machmas mitzvah. There's sometimes a muksa where you can't touch because it has no purpose. A rock is muksa machmas gufo. It has no purpose. You can't move a rock. There's some things that are muksa machmas iser, a pen, where the main purpose is to write. That's aser. Different halachas of muksa. There's muksa machmas chesron kis, something that's expensive. A shochet knife, a chalaf is very expensive. That's muksa because you don't want to ruin it. Then there's something called muksa machmas mitzvah, where it's designated for a mitzvah and you can't use it for a non-mitzvah purpose. So that, how does muksa work? It's my das. If I want to use a rock on Shabbos, I could designate that rock before Shabbos, and I could use it if my das is on that rock. So, muksa, machmas, mitzvah also depends on my das. So when I build a sukkah, I use these pieces of wood and tzchach to make my sukkah, my das is only for 7 days. And afterwards, it's going to be regular wood. So therefore, my das is limited after sukkah is over. I can do whatever I want with it. It's not muksa, it's not mitzvah anymore. But he says, when it comes to oil, says the Ran, aval shemen upsila, oil and wicks, she'asuyin lisbayer legamri, the nature is for them to burn entirely. So kiyoiv le bener legamri, when I put the oil and the wick in the cups, my intent is mikatzo sam the mitzvah, I intend for the whole thing to burn. I want the oil to burn completely. I want the wick to burn completely. The ein o the mitzapa emasai tichba nero. I'm not like waiting for the flame to go out so I could use the remaining oil. And therefore, says the Ran, it's a distinction of das. My das for sukkah is for 7 days. My das for oil is for the entire cheft of oil to be burnt up. And therefore, anything remaining is still considered a muksa, machmas, mitzvah, and I can't just throw it away anymore.
And if you're poor and you say, listen, I got a limited amount of oil, whatever's left over, I'm gonna
that would work. If you, the Gemara says on a muksa machmas mitzvah, I can make a tanai, I can make a stipulation, I could prevent that from happening 30 minutes. But if you don't have any intent, so then we assume my intent is for the entire oil to be burnt up, and even that which remains has a haloshem muksa machmas mitzvah.
This all seems to be like when you're pouring oil into the cups, it was done till recently. Now that they all come, all the all the old come together, and then every day you're putting in brand new glasses.
Right.
We'll call them with the plastic.
Right.
Glass. You're putting in brand. They're all filled up, and they all have the wicks.
Right.
So you're changing them every day.
Right.
It used to be they used to use.
Yeah, I guess. What's the question, right?
So the question is what's the gather of the what's left there? I mean, most of the time they work well. And
no, same exact thing here. No, I understand, but anything that's left over, if it was designated for the mitzvah, that's what we're talking about. That would have a din of, you can't use it. You have to burn the remaining part of it.
I'm saying sometimes it could be like a mashus. Why get that even oil out?
Just burn it. You put the glass and put the wicks in a little bonfire and it'll explode.
So it seems like the people who blow it out after 30 minutes have an advantage.
For sure, in terms of having to deal with the excess oil. Yeah, And you're not saving so much money.
Cool, they have in mind when they're doing it.
Yeah, I assume that's enough intent, I imagine. If they plant a light, even though they don't articulate it, but they probably do, let's light and we'll go to the party in 30 minutes, so then that's enough in articulation, I would imagine, to stipulate that the remaining oil would not be bichlal the mitzvah, for sure.
Is there any negative of always having the intent?
Yeah, because then it seems that you wouldn't get the mitzvah then if it lasts beyond 30 minutes. Yeah, that I would imagine that's what would happen. Yeah, so.
I know Rebbe is talking about oil. What about if you're lighting wax candles? Is it applicable the same way? Or
yeah, I would.
I mean, let's say you have a 2-hour wax candle, or something like people use for Shabbos.
Right.
It used to be before all these. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, it's a good question.
Can it go out? Can you use it?
That's a good question. I wonder. You know, on one hand, I'm just talking, I'm speculating right now.
Oh, okay.
But but in terms of the candle is one hefta. It's hard to really separate the candle into like half hours, as opposed to oil, which is liquid, you could scoop it out. In theory, I guess you could cut the candle in half too, so you could maybe lower it down that way. I haven't seen a discussion with regards to the candles. There's always leftover wax also, falling out, but... Problem is, how far do you have to go to scrape out all the wax that's left over in the... you can't really reuse wax anyway, so it's not so much of a concern. You can melt it out. So I don't know if there's such a chashash for the candles. I didn't see it.
Well,
so.
You can reuse them. In other words, that's like the shamash.
Yeah,
I'm just saying, sometimes you have lots of little half ones left over. You use them to prepare it to make the candles stick. But those don't count.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You
might
prepare
a tiny bit
in order to stay, and you have all these little pieces
of
candles around.
Yeah.
We do, actually, from year to year.
Right. So
we don't chuck them. We use them to...
Yeah, but I think that the concern of the oil was that they might use it for something that's davar chol, a mundane purpose. I could use it to fry food. But wax can't really be used for anything outside of candles. So as long as you're using it for a mitzvah, there shouldn't be a chashash. I don't know. I'm just speculating. It's an interesting question.
You have little pieces left over.
I understand. So if it's, I'm not sure. I don't know.
You're saying from year to year, but why? What's the difference between day one and day two, as opposed to?
But the concern is that the post can point out that if I were to leave it from year to year, from this year to next year, I might use it in the interim. But during Hanukkah, to a small period of time, there's no chashash. I'm going to use it for my frying of latkes. If it's right here, my Hanukkah neros, I'm going to use it for my Hanukkah neros. But once it's a whole year away, I might run out of oil. I don't want to run to Gourmet Glot, so I'll just pull out my old oil from the candles from last year and then start frying my chicken cutlets or something.
It might not be as applicable, because what he was saying, a lot of people buy the pre-done ones, but what happens if you... they're also selling the containers of oil.
Sure.
When you buy that container of oil, your intent is to use it for all of Hanukkah.
That's fine.
Could you use... What happens if you run out of oil making your latkes?
You could use it.
And you want to use it?
Yeah, I would imagine. Yeah, I hear the question. I would imagine, I don't know for sure, I would imagine that even when you buy it and for the purpose of Neros Chanukah, it doesn't become designated until you actually put it in the cup. I think, until you put it actually into the cup. It's a good question also. Does it become once you... I imagine there's something called Hazmana Milsa, Hazmana Lav Milsahi. We assume that Hazmana Lav Milsa, which means, let's say I've got a bag, and I say I want to use this bag for tefillin. So we say Hazmana La Milsa. It does not have a din of a tefillin bag until I actually use it. Mm-hmm. So once I use it with tefillin, so now the bag has a din of kedusha to it. And I can't use it for anything. I can't put pennies in that bag anymore. I can't put pens in that bag anymore. Only once you use it. So I would imagine here as well, since the lighting is the mitzvah, it's possible. I don't know. Don't quote me on this. But I think if you put the oil in the cup, now that you're telling me to think about this, I don't think it would actually be a huksel and mitzvah until you actually light it. I think
so. The ones that you buy that are pre-done, it could be that you go someplace else.
Right.
Whatever the case, like
exactly.
You miss a night and then you have extra stuff left over.
Right.
What do you do with it?
Right. So, putting it in the place may not be enough, I think. Yeah. I think it's a very good point.
The glass, the glass holders.
Glass holder, that's no, there's nothing you could really use for it outside.
You throw them away, or do you have to...
Oh, you don't have to throw them away, no.
No, what if you buy the prepackaged ones every year, and the ones from this, you have to save them, and you can get rid of them.
You get rid of that. We'll
have to do it in a nice way.
Burn them in fire.
Yeah, let's discuss. That might be an afkamina actually for the different approaches. For according to the Ron right now, it seems that the glass would not be part of the mitzvah. You need it to obviously hold the oil, but the oil is really the ikar part of the mitzvah, and that was huksel mitzvasa. The glass is not really part of the mitzvah. It's a hechsher. I don't think you would have to burn that. You could probably just throw that, I think.
But you have to dispose them in a nice way.
Yeah, you have to dispose them in a nice way since it's part of the mitzvah. So let's go now to a different pshat in Tosfos, something a little bit different, of why the oil... Right. Why oil is different than other mitzvahs. So look at number six, the Tosfos. Tosfos writes, reading just the bold, Omer Reed, the Reed writes, the Ner Chanukah Ikaro lo lehanosaba el lefarsume nisa. We know that the whole mitzvah of Ner Chanukah is to be mefarsim the nes, to publicize the miracle of the Shemen and the miracle of the Milchama. Umishum chavivusa the nes, because we love the nes so much, einu mitzape sheyichbe. We're not looking forward for the, you know, the candle to finally go out. We like it to burn longer and longer. El mikatz lagamri lemitzvah. We want it to burn as long as possible, since it's a pirsumei nisa. As opposed to about Ner Shabbos, listen to this distinction. Ner Shabbos, la nosoba, yoshim mitzape sheyichbe v'lachein mutter. He says there's a distinction between Ner Shabbos and Ner Chanukah. Ner Shabbos, the whole purpose of Shabbos is for us to get hana from the candles. We don't bump into each other. There's shalom bayis in the house. So we're not like looking forward for it to like, we're anticipating it ending at some point there. It doesn't explain exactly what that means. But when it comes to Ner Chanukah, we want the Ner Chanukah to last as much as possible because it's a chivuvusa, the Ner Chanukah, the mitzvah, pirsum nisa, we want it to light as much as possible. But Ner Shabbos, for some reason, again, it lasts for however long it lasts for, and then we go to sleep when it goes out. And for that reason, he says, while by Ner Shabbos, anything remaining is actually mutter. You can use the remaining oil, the remaining candle of Shabbos, but Chanukah, he says, you can't use the remaining oil because we actually want it to light as long as possible. Now, I'm not really sure why we don't want Ner Shabbos to light longer either. We also want, the longer the Ners are lighting, the longer we could be up and having Shalom Bayis. So I don't really appreciate that distinction so much. I'm missing something here, but he says something, again, slightly different. It's all about Muktzah. You know, what my das was by Ner Chanukah, but he's just emphasizing it's because Pirsumei Nisa is why we want the Ner Chanukah to last as long as possible. And therefore, the remaining oil you have to dispose of by burning. So now, one last sheet before we read the Reb Tzadok is the Reb Shlomo Zalman Orbach. There is an Aruch HaShulchan which suggests something that he rejects. So he has this one line where he says that some people want to suggest that oil, Ner Chanukah, is like Tashmishei Kedusha. It's not true, and he says that's not, can't be the case. How could Ner Chanukah be Tashmishei Kedusha? Tashmishei Kedusha requires Pesukim, requires Shemos Hashem. There's none of that when it comes to Ner Chanukah. So Shlomo Zalman Orbach says, and there's a whole other shir on this topic, which I think we discussed a couple of years ago, that the Ner Chanukah is modeled after the Neros Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash, which would then give it a din of Tashmishei Kedusha. Ah. Even though in the Beis Hamikdash there are no psukim on the various items, but all the items in the Beis Hamikdash are Kadosh. There's Kedusha, the Klishares. And I'll read you the line here that brings just proofs to support this idea. The Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach writes, to answer this question, he says, the Neros Chanukah, Asa'um Chachamim Kehektesh, they gave it a din of Hektesh. Ukemosha Kosev the Razav, which was Azrachi Halevi, that's the Baal HaMa'or. And the Ran writes, there's a discussion in the Gemara, what type of Hana you could get from the Neros Chanukah. And it's a big machlokas. Some say you can't count, the Gemara says you can't count money, because counting money is something mundane. But Rishonim say you could use it for Davar Mitzvah, you could learn by the Neros Chanukah. The Ran and Baal Mora say no, you can't get any Hana from it, just like in the Beis Hamikdash, the menorah. We can't get any Hana because it's a Me'ilah. What's a lach of you get Hana from the Beis Hamikdash? It's Me'ilah. You can't use the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash to read a sefer from. That's Me'ilah. So too says the Ran in the Baal Mor, Neiris Chanukah, you can't get any Hana because it's like Me'ilah. D'dami l'menorah shebemikdash, she'ein mishtamshin baklal, you can't use the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash. Afilu tashmish shel mitzvah. You can't. Aaron HaKohen couldn't take a sefer and read it by the menorah in the Beis Hamikdash in the Mishkan. So too, we can't learn by the menorah. And therefore, it does have a din of hektesh tashmishei kedusha. To prove this point a little bit further, before we read the Tzadok, Rav Soloveitchik has a nice shtickle. It's in Hari Kedem. He brings a number of different rayas for this. So one of the rayas is a very famous raya in Parshas Baal Oscha, We know Parsha Baloscha is right after Parshas Nasa. And Rashi tells us that the Aaron was very upset because every other Shevet brought a carbon and he brought nothing. So Rashi and the Rabban say, Rashi says, don't worry, your Sechar is going to be greater than theirs. You're going to have the menorah. So Rabban says, it wasn't the menorah in the Mishkan. It was the menorah in Chanukah Sabayis. Chanukah Sabayis with Chanukah. That lighting of the miracle, so we see the Indian of Neres Chanukah is modeled after the menorah in the Beis HaMikdash and the Mishkan. So there is that parallel between these two halachas. There's a discussion on the Rambam. There's a big machlokus in the Gemara and Rishonim. Which brachas do you say le, and when do you say al? And every Rishon has their own pshat. Is it, you know, al bir chametz? Is it levar chametz? Is it al tkiya shofar? Is it litkoa shofar? So the Rambam shita is as follows. He says, whenever it comes to a mitzvah deraisa, we say le, and when it comes to a mitzvah derbanan, we say al. So what nusach do we say by Chanukah? Lehalik. We say lam lehalik ner. So for the Rambam shita, lehalik should indicate Chanukah is a deraisa. Is Chanukah a mitzvah deraisa? No. So how can the Rambam says lehalik if ner Chanukah is only midrabanan? So says the Ravid. What? Exactly. The Ravid on the Rambam says, to defend the Rambam, interestingly enough, the Ravid says, this is his Lashon, that Mipnei Shezu HaBracha, the Bracha of Ner Chanukah, Hukva Al Ner Shebemikdash. It was modeled after the Bracha they said in the Beis HaMikdash. The Kohen would say a Bracha when you light the menorah. I'm not sure the Nusach, Lahalik Ner Shel Menorah or something. I don't know. But the Lahalik was the Nusach used. So too, the Chanukah candles, we use the Nusach of Lahalik. So we see many places, there are a few other riots for this concept, that the Neres Chanukah is modeled after the menorah. And therefore, since it is a Davar Shebehekdesh, that's why we say Neres Halalu, Kodesh Heim. Kodesh indicates that they're Kedusha to them. That's why we have to treat them in such a way as Tashmishe Kedusha. We can't just throw them in the garbage. We need to, in fact, get rid of them in a proper way, which would be burning them. That's how you get rid of the oil.
We just mentioned about the getting Hana from the candles. The light, is that the whole time they lit, or was that only the first half hour?
Well, as long as the mitzvah is being there, you can't get it. I think only the first 30 minutes, I believe so. I think that's the
deal. So does the shamish burning help you and save you?
It does save you, yeah.
I'm saying that wouldn't that make a difference as far as what you would consider after the first half hour? We were saying that we want the candles to...
Yeah, if you want the mitzvah to last longer, so l'chora that Isra Na should last as long as the mitzvah is lasting. Yeah. But if you want it to be only 30 minutes, it would only last the 30 minutes, yeah. Let's read one last piece of Reb Tzadok inside together. Reb Tzadok writes, in this coming up, those who learn Reb Tzadok, and on Chanukah, he has a little piece discussing this issue. And he writes that, about b'inyan neiros Chanukah, ef shalom, or we could say as follows. Shezeh chiluk, this is the distinction between kol ha-mitzos le-neiros Chanukah, between all mitzos and Chanukah itself, shebechol mitzvah, ikra mitzvah, when you do any other mitzvah, or most other mitzvahs, the ikra mitzvah, the primary performance, the fulfillment of the mitzvah, is b'shas ha-pe'ula v'asiyah. When you do the mitzvah, you're done. V'al kein, af she'gorim kedusha la'osa, even though when I do a mitzvah, I put on tefillin. So wrapping the tefillin is the mitzvah, and that moment when I put the tefillin on, it has a certain effect on me. So even though this kedusha that happens to me when I put tefillin on, ein raya lihikari b'shem kedusha etzem mitzvah. The mitzvah, tefillin is not a good example. Let's say tzitzis. I put tzitzis on. So the moment I put tzitzis on, I somehow light a certain fire inside me, but it comes and it goes. However, when it comes, because ikr, the mitzvah, most of the mitzvahs, the primary performance of the mitzvah is the pul asa adam, hu kvar asau. I put the tzitzis on already. Yeah, I get additional mitzvahs by continuing to wear it. But the ikr mitzvah was the pula, the action of putting them on. I do it. Mitzvah's over, zeo, it's over. That's it, it's gone. Sha'af ayideh mitzvah, even though when you do a mitzvah, it's a meir b'leif ha'osei, it lightens something up in the heart when I do a mitzvah. Ein deraya le'etzem ha-mitzvah, she nikra kedusha. Doesn't tell me that the tzitzis is called kedusha. Aval, neiros Chanukah, she mitzvasan kol achatzi shah. That neiros Chanukah isn't simply just lighting it. It's not just the pe'ula, not just the act of lighting. But that should go on for 30 minutes at least. It's able to have a greater impact on the heart of the person, of the Yid who's doing the mitzvah. Shebe Mikdash, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is resting in Am Yisrael in the way that Hashem rested His Shechina in the menorah in the base of Mikdash. So when we light the Neres Chanukah, He's somehow resting among us. V'yav shekvar nigmar pulas ha'adam mitzido. Even though I did my act, I lit the candle, I'm done. Im kein etem ha-mitzvah, beli pulas ha'adam, the mitzvah itself, the Neres Chanukah itself, without my action, yesh bekocho l'ha'ir b'lev Yisrael kedusha. It has the ability, since the mitzvah is ever, not ever, it's long-lasting, the Neres Chanukah, it's not just the pula and it's over, it lasts for at least 30 minutes, it's similar to Kain or Neres HaMikdash, like the candles in the base of Mikdash. The Shapir Minadina, therefore, it's Lios HaNeres Nikram Kodesh, that's why we could call the Neres Chanukah Kodesh Be'etem, because it lasts longer. In other words, what he's saying is as follows. Every time we do a mitzvah, it has a certain Kedusha it does to us. But usually that lasts for just a fleeting moment. I do a mitzvah's over, I got a spark of Kedusha and it goes away. But when a mitzvah is long-lasting, such as Neres Chanukah, so now there's a certain level of Kedusha that's remaining, and that has a greater impact on the individual and an impact on the mitzvah itself. Says Reb Tzadok, for that reason, since it has a long-lasting effect of having continued Kedusha into me, the Chefzah Shel Neres Chanukah itself becomes a Davar Shel Kedusha. And for that reason, he explained, you have to have all these halachas of, you can't just throw away the remaining shemen. This is a davar shebe kedusha, just like Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach explained, and therefore you have to dispose of it in the proper way, not to throw it in the garbage, but rather to burn it in a big bonfire. How to do this? I'm not sure. I get very nervous around fire. What I do in my house is that we leave it over in a plastic container. We leave it behind the sink, so we never forget about it. It's there all year until Erev Pesach, and then we burn it with Erev Pesach. It's brought down in Pisgei Tshuvos. People don't like leaving it around so much. You're supposed to get rid of it so you don't misuse it. So he brings down here in the Haros that there are those, like myself, who keep it till Erev Pesach, and they think the time period from Kislev until Nisan isn't so long that you might misuse it. But really the best practice is not what I'm doing. The best practice is really to make a big fire. I would imagine the Fagiders probably have a big fire the 8th day of Hanukkah. You go there, dump your oil in there, get rid of it. That's the easiest way. If not, you could wait till Erev Pesach.
Isn't it also as simple as the idea?